Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're detonating the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending March 28th, 2015. How to describe this week's lineup? Well, I'll try. It's the same, but different. I hope that's sufficiently mysterious for you to stick around. Let's start at number 5, where Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney hold with 4 or 5 seconds. How did Paul get mixed up in all this? I'll have the answer after this song.
Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 months left till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, oh, that's all I want.
Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney remain frozen in fifth place with 4 or 5 seconds. How did Paul get involved? He tells Britain's NME that it started last summer when he caught Kanye and Jay-Z in concert in London. He and Kanye started working together, and to date they've done 3 songs, 4 or 5 seconds, Only One, and All Day, which traces its roots to an unreleased McCartney song from 1969. Holding in fourth place is Ellie Goulding with Love Me Like You Do. Aside from selling a lot of records, Ellie is also a bit of a do-gooder. Details are on the way. Ellie Goulding holds in fourth place with her 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack hit, Love Me Like You Do. Ellie has sold an estimated 4 million albums and 15 million singles worldwide. She's also active in charity, participating in philanthropic projects for the British Heart Foundation, the Los Angeles Unified School District, Free the Children, and others. She also sang in last year's Band Aid 30 project to fight the spread of Ebola in Africa. Falling a slot to number 3 is Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud. Ed will turn up in a popular Australian soap opera. Stay with me for more.
Take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we
Ed Sheeran dips a slot to number 3 with Thinking Out Loud. Ed is touring Australia and on Tuesday was spotted in Sydney shooting a cameo appearance for the popular TV show Home and Away. The episode will air later this year. Jumping a slot to second place, we have Maroon 5 and Sugar. The band is on a world tour with a couple particularly intriguing stops on its schedule. Stick around for details.
Sugar, yes, please.
Takes over the runner-up slot with Sugar. Adam Levine and the boys are on a world tour with 2 interesting gigs in store. On June 6th, they play at the Mawazin Festival in Morocco, while September 19th finds them in Singapore at the Formula One Grand Prix. Up at number 1, that's right, it's still Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. That makes 11 weeks, and that is pretty special. Hold on for details.
Girl, say to hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars stretch their stateside winning streak to 11 weeks with Uptown Funk. It's only the 19th single in Hot 100 history to rule for that long. It last happened in 2013 when Blurred Lines spent 12 weeks at the top. So, that's going to do it for now. But as always, the charts never sleep. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown right here on The Voice of America.